Some books in front of you, behind you, and next to you. Thank you for coming to the house of God tonight. And those who are watching online, we're grateful for you. Just want to say a big thank you to you, those who are watching online, as you take care of the giving online. Again, we are so blessed to have you and to take care of this ministry with your prayers and your giving. And those who are here tonight, if you have any giving, one of the ushers will be standing at the door at the end of the service, and they'll be more than glad to assist you as you take care of the work of the Lord. Psalms chapter 4, the verse that I want to read today is found in verse 8, okay? Peace. Somebody say peace. Say it again. Peace. Peace is probably one of the greatest gifts you can ever experience from God. Once you've experienced the peace of God, you know that it is a gift from the Lord. One of the things that has helped me for a long time is when I began to search and research God, I learned a couple of things that are very helpful today about peace. Peace, as you know, is soundness, completeness, stillness, just knowing that everything is going to be okay. That's the peace of God, is knowing that everything is going to be well. Every morning, pretty much every morning, in my study time, my prayer time, my exercise time, my quiet time, feeding the animals, feeding the dogs and the chicken and doing all those things, cutting the grass. And before the first person wakes up, I've already had 3 hours of time alone with the Lord and doing my chores before everybody gets up. I say these words: I am powerless over people's choices, decisions, reactions, and responses. I say that is because that gives me the privilege and the opportunity to make sure that I reduce my stress and I reduce my pain, to put me in a place to realize is that the only one that's really in control of anything is God. So every day, every morning, I say to God, God, today I'm powerless over people, choices, decisions, response, reaction. I have no control of that. All I can do today is submit my life to you. That's all I can do today, is submit my life to God. So if you're here tonight and if you're listening online today, it is true for all of us. The moment we understand that peace is a gift from God and know that God wants to give us that peace, then we can go forward and understand the trouble, the stress, the anxiety, the depression, and we can go on and on and on, knowing that there's a lot of things we do not have control of. We think we do. But bottom line, you're going to find out that we are not in control of a lot of things. So Psalms chapter 4, verse 8 gives us, okay, gives us an understanding, the peace with God in the fruit of oneness with God. So if we want the peace of God, there's got to be that oneness with the Lord. That is why Psalms 4, verse 8 says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will make me dwell in safety. Now, safety is the refuge and the fortress that we have with Almighty God, because we have a relationship with the Lord. Someone said it like this, that God's peace is that inner sense or the senses of the contentment and the quietness regardless of life circumstances. It is a steadfast confidence in and our ever faith in the Lord. I love the way the scriptures put it. How many of you have heard this before, that God will never leave you nor forsake you? God will never leave you nor forsake you. And so once we understand that the only thing we have control of is submitting our minds and our emotions and our bodies to God, where the windows of heaven open and we're able to experience how good God is in our life, no matter where we are, no matter what our circumstances is, no matter what's going on in our life, the peace of God is real, especially, if I may say it like this, when you have to practice it in the middle of your storm, in the middle of your sickness, in the middle of your circumstances. What you do know is that God's peace is supernatural, it's real, and we can experience it because we have a relationship with God. People always ask me, how do I have a relationship with God? And the way I have a relationship with God is, again, I must ask Jesus to come into my life. I like what the scripture says. My hand was stretched out at night without, my soul refused to be comforted. I complain and my spirit is overwhelmed. I am troubled that I cannot speak. That sounds like a lot of us, that we're not sure what's our next step, what's our next guidance, our next direction. We're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. How many know that tomorrow, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow? None of us. And we worry about tomorrow. About 90% of our energy is focused on tomorrow, and we forget to enjoy today. How do I enjoy today? How is that possible? Again, I know people, you know people. I know people that have millions of dollars in their bank account. Believe it or not, I know people who have millions of dollars in their bank account, but they're unhappy. I also know people that don't have a dollar in their pocket, but they're the happiest people because they understand that nothing outside of us is forever. It's temporary. And we found that out. And that's why when we understand the peace of God, we're like, wow, the peace of God. I can go to sleep tonight and I can be able to say those words. God, thank you for another day. If I get up tomorrow, oh Lord, let me enjoy it. Let me experience your peace, because that is what is important. So right response. I believe that majority of your peace is quenched because we're responding not correctly. I've heard this and you've heard this. 10% is what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. That's why every morning I always tell God, I started this in 1980. I started my journey in my Christian walk with God. And I did that in my military career. I did that in my college career. I did that in my coaching career. I did that in my counseling career. I did that all in my career as a pastor, knowing that I am powerless over people, places, and things. And I am powerless over people's choices and decisions. And the only thing I have control of, only thing I got control of, is me, myself, my heart, my mind, submitting to God. And watch the hand of God come upon our lives when we learn that. So when you hear me say, right, respond, is that how do I maintain the peace of God and balance, learning how to abide in Christ? Because I know the world out there says, man, go survive. You can make it, just go survive. Well, I don't find that in the Bible. that God wants us just to survive. What I find in the Bible is that he wants us to live, and the scripture says, more abundantly. That's amazing that with God, we can do that. No one, you all know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. No one outside of God is equipped to handle your problems. There's not another human being that can take care of your problem. Only God can. And that's the message. That's the clear message. That's the message of the gospel. The gospel means good news. Jesus is good news. Jesus is not religious. Jesus is not a denomination. Jesus is a relationship. And when we have a relationship with him, then we know good things begin to happen and take place according to the scriptures. Let me read this verse to you tonight, because this passage was written to a church just like us. And it says these words: all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Food for my stomach and stomach for the food, God will destroy both of them. But now the body, again, but of the Lord and the Lord of the body, both God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. The reason why I read that tonight, my friends, is because everything outside of us is temporary. What are we doing that's eternal? It's for eternal life. I tell people all the time, if you don't have another day, are you ready for eternal life? How do we get ready for eternal life? And while we are here on earth, how do we have the power to overcome? And how do we have the power to win so that we can enjoy today? And this is why the right response is important, because, we can get overwhelmed. They say 80% of your stressors causes majority of the sicknesses in our bodies. And when we have the sickness in our bodies, that means we are taking something just to put a Band-Aid over it, that our right thinking, our positive thinking, looking at things half full, just really, a lot of times people say, well, then why do you say that you're powerless? Because the scripture says it very clearly, all of my righteousness is as filthy as rags. Myself cannot reach the pinnacle of the sovereign and the love and the forgiveness of God, because I need a Savior. I need help. Say it with me, I need help. One more time. I need help. Those who are watching, say it. I need help. You're halfway there by taking care of your problems by just saying, I need help. Amen? Amen to that. I love what this is saying to us. Paul had no interest in allowing the sinful pattern from which he had escaped through the grace of God that would enslave him again. Now, I want you to watch this for a moment. I want you to get it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result, they call that insanity. And we keep doing it. To experience something different, we got to begin to respond with things differently. And that is why serving God is exciting, powerful. Loving God is probably the greatest love that you and I can ever experience. This is why he didn't ask what's wrong with it as much as he said, if this is the Lord's will for me, we will honor him and we will glorify God, because the final say-so is Almighty God. Now, here's what we do know. Life is filled with uncertainties. We're really not control of nothing except our reaction, our respond to God. After that, we have to put everything in the hands of God. We got to put all this in the hands of God. If we don't put it in the hands of God, that means we are wiser than God, and that we have more knowledge than God, that is, that we have more wisdom than God. If we say that, then we're going to continue being in the wilderness and nothing will ever take place in our lives. So if you want something different, we got to begin to understand how powerful God is. Let me say this one more time. Life is filled with uncertainties, okay? Now, every human being has a little form of anxiety, okay? We already know what causes anxiety to be part of our lives or to escalate. And that is, again, doubt and confusion. Confusion and doubt is what just keeps that anxiety. And then we got to go find something to help us bring it down. And again, you guys all know this already. I spent 32 years counseling people with the substance and the dual diagnose and on and on and on. And what I've learned by helping people is that a lot of times a person does not want to feel. And the reason why they don't want to feel is because they're afraid of the unknown. There's a lot of doubt and a lot of unbelief. And so the best way to do it is to numb it. And so a lot of people are out there numbing their experience with God by saying, I don't want to feel. It is okay to feel because emotions are part of the package. But we also know that our emotions have to be guided by something that never changes. The peace of God is where we experience because we become one with Almighty God. We have to recognize that anxiety is the opposite of peace. That's simple, okay? So if we're having anxiety, that means, wait a minute, somebody's robbing my peace. If I have peace, anxiety can't have any place in our life because the peace of God is what is in front. Now, how many have heard this before? Those who are watching online, have you heard this before? That every day we have to renew our minds daily to God? Because if we don't renew our minds daily, all that dirtiness of the mind and the soul and the body, it keeps accumulating and it stays with us and it becomes baggage. And then when it becomes baggage, we're wondering, how did I get myself in this position? We can get ourselves out of any position if we understand that God wants to give you a gift called His peace. That peace belongs to the Lord. I love what Isaiah 26:3 says. Man, if there's a verse you need to run with today, take with you today, read it every day. A lot of people do it differently. I love Psalms 91 every day. I like saying step one of AA every day. I like just getting a quote. But man, Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. The more you put your mind and your heart into the things of God, what an amazing experience. I'm at awe. No matter what turmoils, no matter what trials, no matter what tribulations, I am at awe when I'm experiencing the peace of God more than anything as I go through it and I walk through it. Now, I know I'm not doing good if my anxiety is really high, and that means I'm really overthinking it, and I'm really overdoubting it, and I got to step back and say, wait a minute, you don't have any control of this. Why don't you experience the presence of God at this moment, at this time. I like what this says. It says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim, and the light of his glory and his grace. The more you spend time in the presence of God, the more you connect, the more you realize, you know what, the enemy and the flesh and bad decisions are no longer part of my life. Ah, the awe of God is just amazing. You know, when I hear God say to me, and I don't know what you hear God say to you, and I'm hoping that you hear something like this, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Man will do that. The world will do that. The culture will do that. But God, when you make a commitment to follow Jesus Christ, I've heard God say that to me hundreds of times, and I needed every one of them. Son, I'm never leaving or forsake you. But the first thing is, why is there doubt when I hear God say that? When I should just embrace it instead of doubting it? Because we are human beings that are learning to walk in the Spirit, learning to be led by the Spirit. And I love that because I see that fear is real. It's real. It is real. But it doesn't mean that it controls us, because faith is more powerful than fear. And I'm grateful for that. Now, if you want to know what peace means, take a moment and write this down. Peace means, in Hebrew, is shalom or shalom, the completeness, fulfillment, unity, harmony that come as a result of God's presence. Man, if you and I can just take our day and get into the presence of God as we go throughout our day, we're taking God with us. And we're able to have the wisdom and the insight and the revelation and the discernment. Am I in the right place? Am I among the right people? Am I doing the right thing? And God will lead you and guide you, because I'm telling you, God can take any of us. As we put Jesus in us, right then you win, and you are the most blessed person in the entire world when Jesus Christ is inside of you. I love the way this says, a peace that passes understanding. As a Bible teacher and as a pastor, I've always wondered what exactly does that mean. I don't know everything about the Bible. I've been reading and studying since 1980. But I love getting up every morning to find out more about it, what's exciting. Oh, man, I learned something about God's Word. I'm always in it, and I want to encourage you to be in it all the time. But there are times I say, wow, I've never seen that before. And I get excited because I know that God always wants to minister to me and strengthens me at all times. Now, King David, how many of you have heard about King David? David in the Bible. Good, good. I'm among good people tonight. They all know David, okay? King David, those who are watching, I hope you know who King David is. David was said by God, you are a man after my heart, right? But David had his fears, had his doubts, and had his issues where he had to run from the enemy, or he had to stand his ground because of the enemy. And I love the way David wrote this in Psalms 57. Just listen for a moment. It says, in the shadow of the wings, I will make my refuge until all the destruction have passed by and I will cry out to God the Most High, the God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven, and he shall save me. He said that when his own inner circle, his own family, his own friends, his own relatives, he had to escape from them because they wanted to take his life. The safest place, my friends, as I close tonight, the safest place, I don't know who this is for. When I read it, I said, okay, God, that's for me, but I can't be too selfish today. Somebody else may need this. That the safest place for you to run when your trials come is into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you run into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, that becomes your refuge and that becomes your fortress. And that also becomes what I call the peace that passes understanding. We can't really explain it. I've tried to explain it, but you know what? I mess it up when I try to explain it. All I can do is tell them about my experience and my testimony, how good God has been to me. All I can do is talk about my experience, and not only my experience, but my testimony that God really is a God of peace. And God can take us, make us new, start our life fresh, start it new. And from this day forward, God doesn't worry about your past. Now, the enemy and yourself and people around you will always remind you of your past. I've been saying this behind this pulpit. Make sure you stay focused. Just keep your eyes straight. Don't look to the left, to the right. Don't look backward, because you don't want to turn into a pillar of salt. That means you don't want to stay lost forever. And we can't blame anybody for where we are, that we can start this day forward. And again, just say, you know what, God, I may be right here right now, but in 2 months, with your help, I can be here. In another 2 months, I can be there. And then you just say, God, by your grace, I am where I'm at today. Amen to that. Be anxious for nothing. That's what Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 8 says. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, in prayer, in everything in supplication, and in everything thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So as you fill your mind with the holy and acceptable things of God, you will begin to see and respond to the world as He does, in truth and in righteousness, according to His will. Now, how do I live this principle? As I put my final thoughts, how can I leave this place tonight, wherever I'm going? How can I begin to practice this principle to help me overcome, to help me have breakthrough? But my favorite word is deliverance. How can I be delivered for whatever I am going through in the name of Jesus Christ? How do I get into a deep, abiding peace so that my soul can rest and I don't have to worry, because God, you promise you'll never leave me nor forsake me. And when I say to God, God, today I'm powerless over people's choices, reaction, decision. All I can do is submit my life to you, God, and the rest of it, Lord God, is not my problem. My problem is that I make sure that I hear your voice for my life. How do I transform the renewing of my mind today, so if I'm blessed to have tomorrow, I'm ready to overcome and I'm ready to win. How do I live this principle? Only God is equipped to handle your problems. There's not a human being. Now, I can guide you, but I can't solve it. I can guide you. I can tell you, show up, and you're halfway there. The half the battle's already been taken care of by just showing up, by you just watching online and those coming to the house of God tonight. You have won today by just showing up. Accepting God's timetable, not only accepting God's timetable, but the instructions that He will help you reduce any turmoil in your life. People always ask me, and the older I get, I realize what's important: the peace of God and my health. Everything else is temporary. That's powerful. So the safest place for you to turn when trials come your way is into the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Bow your heads with me. Father God, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight because this principle, peace with you, is the fruit of being one with you. That wherever we lay our heads down today, we're going to lay down in peace. For you alone, Lord, will make that dwelling place a safe place. Thank you, God, that our minds and our hearts is a safe place. Having the right people around us is a safe place. And Almighty God, tonight, I thank you for all of those who are watching as they give online. Lord, thank you for their blessing. And those tonight, God, who have an offering unto you, Lord God, thank you for their work and their blessing tonight, Lord God. And Father, I just ask to bring comfort and refuge and fortress to all of us here and those who are watching. I thank you, Almighty God, that you want to bring us right back here on the Lord's Day. May the Lord's Day become a revival to our soul. That Sunday is the Lord's Day. We honor you, Lord God, with worship and praise and receiving. Bring thy body, God, together on your day in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Greet one another. I'll see you Sunday.
To make you proud, I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.